Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
In 2018, the Constitutional Court, a judgment authored by the current Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, found that the ban on personal cannabis use was unconstitutional, and the court gave Parliament 24 months to rectify this and decriminalise the use or possession of cannabis by an adult in private. And something called the Cannabis for Private Purposes Bill was debated and talked about during a meeting of Parliament's Justice and Correctional Services Committee on Tuesday. And there were various people who raised various objections to the bill. Ricky Stone joins us now, an attorney at Cullinan and Associates. Ricky, good afternoon.
Good evening, John, and good evening to your listeners.
I'm really feeling bad about this, but Ricky Stoned.
Yeah, I get that joke all the time,
eh? Sorry, hey, I really am. I knew I should have shut up. I beg your pardon. what are the major issues that you find with the bill in its current form? Because it came out and then there was discussion and it's been amended, but certainly quite a few of the people who, not testified, but who spoke at the Portfolio Committee meeting earlier this week said there's still a lot that needs to be done.
Yeah, certainly. Well, look, John, obviously, in my capacity as an attorney, I advise many clients that are in the cannabis industry or looking to enter it. But particularly on Tuesday, I made submissions on behalf of the Umzimvubu Farm Support Network, which is a non-profit company in the former Transkei with the hundreds of thousands of rural indigenous cannabis farmers as their beneficiaries. So look, the Cannabis for Private Purposes Bill, this was effectively the second iteration of it. The first version dealt very strictly and narrowly with the Constitutional Court judgment. So in other words, it sought to allow adult South Africans to cultivate their own cannabis, but then went rather far in that they set limits as to how many plants you can cultivate and how high they should be and how many grams you're allowed to keep, so it's still rather...
And whether you're allowed to cultivate attitude. Them wearing golf shirts and open-toed sandals.
Yes, of course. I mean, of course, there are many, many issues with that, with the first version, because many South Africans quite clearly don't even have access to a private place or space to cultivate cannabis, so then are afforded with a right to consume cannabis as an adult. But where they're supposed to get the cannabis if they can't cultivate it themselves was left to be a mystery and would clearly still remain unlawful. So as a result of the first round of submissions to the Portfolio Committee, they made three rather key additions to the bill, and was because of these three additions that they then went through a further round of public participation. And I say that quite loosely. So the three additions then was a commercial clause to now try to cure the defect as to where adult South Africans would get cannabis from. The second one dealt with a religious exemption for Rastafari, a religious and cultural use, and then the third one for self-medication.
Because, I mean, that issue of where, you know, if you didn't by chance happen to have a cannabis plant on your balcony or in your backyard, it was one of the obvious questions. Where do you get it from? Because you were supposed only to grow it. You weren't allowed to trade in it. So how have they tried to fix that? And how unsuccessful has that fixing attempt been?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, spot on, right? So... And the Constitutional Court obviously weren't asked to go that far when they made their ruling. But the first version of the bill had glaring pitfalls that would give you the right to cultivate cannabis, but you're still not allowed to purchase seeds. So where you're supposed to get your starting material, I suppose it could fall out of the sky, which often happens around South Africa. So they did try to cure that, but it's rather incongruent with the bill and the intention behind it. So now they've included what they term an enabling provision to allow the trade in cannabis or in seed and in cannabis, but there are no definitive provisions. So there's just a kind of a overarching provision, which then states that there will be another piece of national legislation which will commercialize cannabis. But no reference to any timelines or whether this other piece of undefined law has even been drafted yet. So I suppose those were what a lot of the submissions of this past Tuesday were focused at.
So what should be the situation? I mean, should we have a situation where I decide at my ripe old age that it's time for me to start having a joint before I go to sleep at night? You know, should I be able to go online, go into a store, buy one plant, one packet of seeds, 40 packets of seeds? How do you think it should be handled?
Look, I think the regulation of any substance is complex by nature, but of course welcomed, because you're then ensuring that consumers get safe products to the extent that the legislation makes provision for testing, right? And I mean, the purpose of regulating anything must surely be to bring those that have operated in the dark and the grey and the illicit sectors the last 100 years only, really, bring them into a regulated industry to then allow consumers to access safe products. We strongly advocate and make submissions to say South Africa needs one single piece of cannabis law. At the moment, you've got the Medicines Act deals with certain aspects of cannabis, although the whole plant is still unlawful in terms of the Drugs Act. You've then got the Minister of Agriculture, who's legislated regulations that deal with industrial cannabis or hemp. So they all it's rather complex and really confusing for anybody trying to get into this industry to even know where to start. So we propose that South Africa needs a single piece of cannabis legislation, like many other countries, you know. That would be a good starting point.
And were your arguments well received, do you think?
Look, I think they were, in the nature of things. Look, I mean, the public were given very short opportunity to even prepare their oral submissions. They're literally notified on Sunday evening that there would be a hearing on Tuesday morning. And I mentioned that I was acting as a representative of Umzimvubu Farm Support Network, so I couldn't even communicate with the actual farmers who are the most affected by these types of laws. So it really seems like there's a rush on Parliament's side to pass this legislation. In fact, they said they will be passing it during this legislative sitting, which I suppose begs a question as to what the purpose of the submissions is. But I can tell you that we have received some good feedback, no names mentioned, but it does seem that our submissions were taken into or are being taken into account, and government realizes that there's a few rather large African elephants in the room that need to start being listened to.
Ricky Stone, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon, an attorney at Cullinan and Associates.